Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today we're going to be discussing about being bored in life, about feeling a bit stale, about just like feeling like you're just living or existing rather than living. If you're just existing rather than living, that's what we're going to talk about. And this might seem like, what is she talking about? But I'm basically talking about, you know, like whenever you're just feeling a bit like, what is the point of all this? I'm bored out of my head. I actually don't feel excited anymore. Nothing makes me happy. Like I'm feeling like kind of a bit emotionless. And obviously I'm not saying here I'm a therapist or anything like that, but I do think everyone goes through these little periods in life. I think either there's two types of people who are like, right, I'm going to get up and do something about it, or people who just like accept it. And I actually think accepting it is not what anyone should do, because at the end of the day, life is so fucking short. Like life is so short. I cannot say that enough. And like, it's just not, we don't get enough time on this planet to do the things we want to do. We don't hug enough. We don't laugh enough. We don't move enough. We don't, like, we are afraid of like any sort of risks in life because we're like waiting for the future, for the future, for the future. Even like with work, like we work how long in our lives to sit back and retire at a God knows what age by the time I get to retirement? 90 probably. And then what, you've got the last few years of your life to enjoy all that money apparently you've been saving up, only for your family members to probably fall out about it, and then you die because you got dementia or something from looking at your phone too much. Now that might be a bit morbid, but I'm not trying to be morbid, but it's just mad to me that we all live for like the future constantly, or like we just accept a bit of boringness in our lives. Now don't get me wrong, we all need a bit of like quietness, we all need a bit of like, you know, we don't need to be doing something all the time. But if you feel like, and I've been through periods like this where I'm just kind of like, my life, what I like to say, lacks color. Like I just feel like it's very gray. Like it's just a wee bit like Eeyore, you know, from like Winnie the Pooh, isn't it? Yeah, Eeyore, who has that wee cloud of rain over him. Is just a bit like, we all have those people in life where they're just kind of a bit like, not very pessimistic. They're just never really see the positives. They're not really doing anything exciting. Like they're just kind of like, oh, I could never do that. I would never do that. They're just sitting in like the mundane tasks of life. And that's exactly what we want to avoid. And that's what I'm going to talk about today in this quick little short snap episode of adding color back into your life. So what I am going to tell you to do is exactly that. Add color back into your life. And what I mean is not just like dress colorful or paint the walls colorful. That might be right. That might be literally dressing and not just black, wearing like a pink jumper, getting your nails done like a bright color, and wearing a headband that's a little bit brighter, adding those things into your life. But do a little bit of color things that make you a little bit happier. So that might be going to get yourself a coffee every day. That might be going to get yourself coffee twice in a week because you can't afford it every day. That might be making your home coffee a little bit different so it looks like it's in a nicer glass, so that excites you to get up in the morning and make that. That might be starting a TikTok because you've always wanted to do that. That might be literally going and talking to your friends or inviting them out because you're like, we never do anything together, but actually you never invite them out either. So inviting them to do something that you want to try. Try something new. Try a dance class. That might be going for a walk every evening because you know that that makes you really happy. That might be literally going and painting. Like the other day I went into Kmart, which is kind of like Asda or something at home, and I bought like literally for, I think it was like £8, four canvases, acrylic paint, and I just went online and I found these little things that we could paint that were quite easy, and I was like, let's do this for our date night. That brought me immense joy. Am I able to paint? Absolutely fucking not. But like, do I have hands? Yes. Can I paint? Yes. Like, you don't have to be perfect at things to try things or do things that make you happy if just because you're not good at them. Like, we all need to do and try a little bit harder and like stop sitting on our phones and scrolling, looking at other people do these things and be like, I wish I could do that. You can do that. I literally seen my friend Alana do that on Instagram and on TikTok, and I was like, oh my god, that looks amazing. I'm gonna do that. Like, I could sit back and be like, oh, I wish somebody would do that for me. No, why would I wait and get somebody to do that for me when I can go and do it? Like, we have to take a little bit more responsibility for ourselves. This actually comes off the back of a client saying to me during the week, first of all, they were tired when they checked in. They said that themselves. They were just like, I feel a bit like I'm not excited really by life anymore. Like, I'm just feeling a little bit like mundane. And I was like, right, well, let's change it, because the only person who can change it is you. And that's what I want to get across now, is the only person who can make you happy is you. The only person who can do things that you want to do is you. The only person who can get you to where you want to be is you. The only person holding you back from where you want to be is you. There is nobody else in this world, nobody, I don't care what anybody says, who can really hold you back except yourself. And that is exactly what you're doing whenever you sit down and you quote unquote accept where you are if you don't want to be there. If you feel like life is boring right now, get up and do something about it. If you feel like you are lacking joy, lacking energy, do you think that's just going to come and fall on your lap? Absolutely not. And like, if you can identify this earlier rather than later, you are actually going to put yourself in a far better position to avoid things like depression and anxiety and whatever else that comes alongside that. And I'm not just like brushing over that topic, that's a deeper topic that I can't even get into, but I'm genuinely saying, like, you have far more control over these things than you allow yourself to believe. Far, far more control of it. It literally might be going into Asda and buying a £2 coloring book and coloring in the evenings, because that's actually fucking makes you really happy. It could be dancing in your underwear every morning as you get dressed, putting on your favorite song. Add color back into your life. Book yourself that thing you've always wanted to do. Try, as I said, a new class. Get your nails painted a different color. Go to the sea. Try a surf lesson because you've always wanted to do that. Like, invite a friend out. Even invite that person that you're like, I'd love to go for coffee with them, but I feel like we don't really know each other. Invite them. Invite them for the freaking coffee. Ask them for the freaking coffee. If you are trying to start a business and you're too afraid to talk to that person, I want you to do it. I want you to try and ask that person out. Invite them. Tell them you'll buy them the coffee. Try and add a little bit more fun back into your life. Like, honestly, nothing brought me more joy than one day I was in the going out for a walk and there was a swing, like, you know, like a swing in a park. I went on the swing and the amount of endorphins I got from being on the swing, I was like, this just reminds me, like, we don't play anymore. Like, why do we not play anymore? That's the big thing, is like, playing is colorful, it's happy, it's good vibes. Like, for me, painting is playing, or playing football like non-competitively is playing, because I love doing that as a kid. Like, trying to do handstands in my kitchen is me playing. Like, as kids, we would take breaks from studying and we would play outside and we'd come back in and that would refocus us and we would then again do some work and we go home and we play again. But as we become adults, we take all of the fun out of our lives. We're like, we get up, we maybe drink a coffee, we go and go to work, we come home from work, we make dinner, we lie, we scroll on TikTok, Instagram, we maybe watch an episode of the soaps and we go to bed, and that repeats 5 days a week. I'm sorry now, but that is not going to give you energy. That is not going to make you happy. Like, if you wake up every day and you have a coffee every day, maybe you need to look at investing in the coffee that you really actually enjoy, or something that you really want to have, or like fluffing up your instant coffee with like a pretty glass that you got in Poundland and some pretty shape ice cubes, because that brings you a little bit of happiness in the day. It might be sitting down and, as I said, journaling in the morning, or coloring in, or something. It might be dancing as you get ready and you put your coffee on. You need to do more things that make you happy and put yourself in positions that give you a little bit more joy in your life, because being a victim to boredom, or being a victim to like being like, oh, nothing good happens to me, my life is shit, like, it's just a bit like their life looks so much better. No, their life looks better because they are doing things that bring them joy, that actually, if you look at that and that makes you feel insecure, maybe that thing would bring you joy and you just need to do that thing. Because so often, and I remember watching a TikTok on this, I was watching TikTok, and you know, like how you see those girls and you're like, God, your life looks so aesthetic, like they have like the pretty ice cubes and like everything just like looks amazing, and like their bowls look amazing of like their fruit and stuff. Like, I used to make porridge and I just fuck all the porridge in and I just fret the protein in and I just mix it all up and it would look like sludge. It tastes the exact same as if I presented it like it would be in a coffee shop. Now I take that extra minute and I present it as if it would look like in a coffee shop. Not for any other reason than that makes me feel like I'm living in my own love story. I make sure that like I do my skincare and I take my time as I rub it into my face. I make sure that I get my nails done every few weeks because that makes me feel good. It's not about anybody else. I was looking at other people's lives and I was like, oh, I'll do that whenever I get X, or whenever I do X. No, this is my life right now. I can do that now. Like, you don't need aesthetic things to make yourself or your life look like it's very fun. They're doing the exact same mundane tasks as you. They're just romanticizing it. So start romanticizing your own fucking life. Romanticize the shit out of it. I romanticize the shit out of everything I do. Even if I feel like I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this. Like yesterday, we had to go to the laundromat, and I'm actually romanticizing the laundromat, but I actually want to throw the laundromat in the bin and set it on fire. Because there are people who have been delivering our washing machine. It hasn't came for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks, I was like, where's this washing machine coming from? We have to go to the laundromat every weekend. And that's fine that we have to go to the laundromat. But it's like a 15 to 20 minute walk there with all my dirty washing. And if we don't do that, then we have to pay for an Uber. And I'm just like, oh, why do we have to do this? It takes up time. It's just effort. It's money. It's just like, no, I don't want to do this. It's also a task. Like, who wants to do washing? Nobody. At least in the house, you could throw it in. You can go and do your own tasks. Whereas you have to sit out and wait for this washing. And then when you come back, you have to fold it all, put it away. And like, let's be realistic. I'm sorry, but like, there's certain points that I'm like, cleaning like makes me happy. And like, having it all away makes me happy. But doing the task of cleaning does not make me happy. Whereas instead of being like, oh, I can't be harsh doing this, I don't want to do this, what I will do instead is put on a banging playlist, like a wee bit of Taylor Swift. I'll sing, I'll dance, I'll be like romanticizing it. I'll be like, well, I'm in my own apartment, I'm clean, and I've got all these amazing clothes, like I'm folding them, I'm putting them away, like that looks so aesthetically clean now because it's all in its right place now. I know where to get it, it's not messy. I won't open that cupboard and be like, oh, this is a mess. I'll be like, that is so great, like pretty, it looks well, like it's put in the right places, I know where it is, and that brings me joy, romanticizing the shit out of it, so that my future self will be like, oh my god, thank you Tara for doing all that. So now I woke up this morning and I knew where my clothes were, I picked them out and I was like, the cupboard is looking pristinely clean, I did all my washing, it's up to date and I'm ready to go for the week. Romanticize the shit out of it. Like, I'm in the laundromat and I'm like, I'm friggin' Rachel from Friends. Like, romanticize it, make things happier. Like, there's things I don't want to do. Like, if I don't want to, for example, sit down and do the books for my business, I hate doing that. That's my worst task. I hate that. I love the marketing side. I love the content creation side. I love the helping people side. I love giving value. I love podcasting. I love checking in with my clients. But I hate books. I hate doing the books. So instead of me being like, oh, that's the worst task ever, if I can't maybe outsource that, I'll be like, right, Tara, we don't love this, but let's pair it with something that we love. And I love coffee. So I'll make sure I go to a nice coffee shop, I put on my banging playlist, I get into the zone, I get myself the coffee, and I do the mundane task that I don't want to do because I've romanticized it and I've added a bit of color back into it. So this is your sign to add a little bit of color back into your life if you feel like you are not fucking loving your life at the minute, because you can love your life if you make these things and do these little changes to bring color back into your life. And you might listen to all the things that I've said and you're like, they're so materialistic or whatever. They're not to me, but to you they might be. So there will be other ways that is bringing color into your life. Like, even for me, I would tell people, I'm like, right, add color into your food, because it's likely that you've just got into a habit of being like, oh, I don't know what to eat, I'll just have like a sandwich with chicken and cheese in it. And like, yeah, a chicken and cheese toastie is delish, but you're probably not even toasting it. You're eating like stale white bread and you're just like, that's a bit boring. Add color back into your food. Add color into your cooking. Like, I don't love cooking, but I'll put on a banging playlist and you bet your ass I'll cook. Or I'll watch YouTube videos as I cook, because I love watching YouTube, but I pair it with the task of cooking, and I don't love cooking, but I love eating. And then I get to have the reward of eating after. So I romanticize everything in my life. And this is your sign to get a daily dose of happiness into every single life day that you have, because we are so lucky that we are alive. We are so lucky that we have health. There are so many people worse off than we are, and I'm not sitting here being like, oh, you should be grateful for everything that you have because people out there are suffering. Yeah, there is, but equally, like, you need to start living your life because you only get one. You only get one time in this body with this name and this family in this place, and you can make it the best or you can make it the worst, or you can just live in the mundane. But like, at the end of the day, it's all going to come to a point where we are all going to be gone, and in 100 years time, majority of us aren't even gonna be in the vicinity, and God knows what life will look like then for the other people around. So remember that it's about bringing things into your life that make you grateful, give you joy, being happy, being the energy that you want to create. Like, create and give out energy, and I promise you that's going to be reciprocated. Smiling, smile more, because it's freaking contagious. Be the friend that you want to have. Give out the energy that you want to be. Be the colleague that you want to have. Be the person in the business that you would like to have beside you, because what you give out is what you get back. give out color and color will come back into your life. So bring life back into your life is what I'm essentially saying. Don't sit there like a victim thinking that nothing can happen or nothing can change for you or you're sad for you because X, Y, Z. No. Take a little bit of control back into it and realize that the only freaking person who can make a change in your life is yourself, and stop holding yourself back. Stop sitting there being like, I can't do this, or I'm not able, or I'm not, whatever. Of course you're not, because you're telling yourself that you're not. Tell yourself that you can fucking do it, because you're showing up for yourself every day in every way that you can. Doesn't mean there's not going to be bad days. Does not mean that there's going to be days where you're like, the color today is freaking brown, or the color today is freaking gray. It's about adding that little bit of sprinkle into your life and getting it done, because that will bring you more color back into your life. Okay. Okay. That's what today's podcast is all about. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that it's given you the wee kick up the ass to go and start living your life and bring a little bit of color into it and realizing that you are capable of absolutely anything that you want. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to make sure to rate the podcast on Apple and Spotify, and if you really enjoyed it, you can share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at @tarjifit. Or if you ever have anything that I talk about in the podcast or like that really related to me, please let me know. I'm more than happy to have a little chat with you as well in my Instagram DMs. I hope you have a fantastic week, and yeah, keep her lit.